Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Let me go ahead and call the Mesa City Council study session of Monday, April 16th, 2007 to order. First item is to review the items on the regular council meeting for this evening. So let's head over to that aspect of our packets. We do have some presentation of Spirit of Mesa Awards on page one with Carrie Kent, I believe, will be doing that. Okay. We have a page two, public hearing, liquor license applications. Right. Anything on page three? See, we have all of the Apache Wells Shriners added to the agenda. Right. It continues on page four. Contracts on page four begin. Continued on page five for contracts. Page six, I believe the six G, H, and I are conflicts that I have. So those are all removed. If you have any questions or discussion of those, we'll turn that over to the Vice Mayor. All right, let's go on to page seven then, stolen contracts. Page eight, get into introduction of ordinances. These will be coming up on May 7th. And on page nine, take action on some resolutions. And I believe on 7A, Councilmember Whalen and myself have a conflict on that one. Is that correct, Mike? Okay. So that is off. And that's page nine. Page 10. Councilmember Griswold.
Just listen to the neighbors on 7D, the closing of McDowell for the 4 months during the summer. One item I had heard from them, and I didn't see addressed, was to look at the left-hand turn off of Red Mountain onto Eagle Crest in there. So I'd like our department at least be aware of that, take a look at it, and see if that gets to be a problem, because that can be a real problem if we're going to route the traffic through there and you can't turn left to get to Power Road. So that's the only thing I'd heard that I didn't see different in the report.
Right, and that one I know is off consent. I do have a conflict on that one also, or at least a potential conflict, because I have a construction company that works with police construction on a regular basis. Tom?
This isn't a contract. The contract is with ADOT. All we're doing is allowing a closure of the road. I don't care what you do, but I don't understand that one. It
says an agreement executed with, have the city manager execute agreement with police construction. I assume if we're making it easier for them to get the work done, or who knows. But
okay,
if
seems stretched to me.
Anytime I see a construction company listed that I recognize, I usually just declare conflict.
Additionally, Mayor, there's a monetary contribution also that police is sending our way,
which kind of reinforces why I wouldn't have to if the money's coming our way instead of the other.
But,
all right. But, all right. Tom?
On 7F, the deed restrictions, are they already in place, or are they being created by this transfer?
By this transfer.
Mayor, Councilmember Rawls, they're being created. We took them from current city codes and used the same words within this. They're being created for this, though.
But what do you mean by current city codes?
Oh, we went into town center codes and planning and zoning, and we took out the words they have and put them within these deed restrictions. The types of uses we took from their existing codes, their current codes.
Is specialty retail defined in the code?
It's within the codes already. I don't know the codes that well, but.
Is there a reference in the deed restrictions that says that we're using that definition? Because you now have a deed restriction that has specialty retail that's, at least in the deed restriction, probably undefined. And I wouldn't know what that meant if I came across that in the future.
Mayor, Councilmember Rawls, in the zoning ordinance, it says specialty retail. It doesn't define.
Yeah. I understand what a zoning ordinance says, and there's a definition of it, right. But this is a deed restriction that isn't, you've now taken some words out of some codes and put them with deeds that run with the land. And this is the whole concept is troubling to me, but that is particularly troubling to me, because I don't know how in the world anybody who buys or sells this property in the future knows what specialty retail means unless in the deed restrictions you reference that it has the same definition as Mesa City Code ...
Mayor, Councilmember Rawls, we haven't prepared the deed restriction yet, but if that's council's desire, we will define these terms in the deed restriction.
I really think if you're picking them out of a code where they are defined, and that's what you intend to do, you should somehow either cross-reference the code or define them in the deed restriction as you want, because under this circumstances, that one in particular is very vague.
That's right. And we'll do that.
Okay. I'd still like it off. I don't understand. Why are we putting deed restrictions on it? And let's get to the heart of the question.
Do you want me to answer that?
We're yes.
Putting them on there to try to somewhat control the type of use, because it has a major impact on the art center. Without trying to control the project itself, to at least try to control the quality of use next to the art center.
Okay.
We can take them out.
Well, I'm sure that I probably stand alone on my aversion to deed restrictions in this, and to my aversion to city control of private property. So I like it off consent agenda, but it's up to the rest of them to say I'm only one lone voice.
Anyone else want to follow up on Tom's suggestion to not have that? I think you're the lone voice on this one, then. Right.
Is the owner aware, or, I'm sorry, the owner, is the buyer? We have a particular buyer, right?
Yes.
And does that buyer understand that there's going to be deed restricted and they're agreed to purchase the property for $1.8 million with the deed restrictions in place?
Yes, they've reviewed and approved those.
All right. I'm okay with the deed restrictions in that case. I agree with Tom, though. We should probably point them in a direction that's not quite so vague.
Yeah. Vice Mayor.
Thank you. I'm fine with it. It should be noted that the deed restrictions are actually written in the affirmative, I believe, saying that these are the uses that are, these types of uses are the ones that are allowed. And I believe that they added some additional ones to the list, and we agreed to that. Mm-hmm. I think that when you have a multi-million dollar asset sitting next door, we own the land right now, that we have not just the right but the obligation to protect that community investment, and I think that this does it. It does not look overly burdensome to me, so I do agree with the idea, though, that you need to articulate better what that is. Otherwise, it is left open to too much interpretation, so thank you.
Scott?
Chris, do you think that the deed restrictions impacting the value of the land any?
You know, my experience has been that most buyers of property would prefer not to have restrictions on it to allow for any future use. But in this case, we stand in the place of the seller, as we own the property, both, you know, with the Arts Center as well as across the street. So I think that's not uncommon when you have a large property owner who wants to be very concerned about future development in that area and the impact it may have on their value. So I don't know how much when this group came in and when we instructed our broker, we wanted something that would complement this area. So the package that we, or the broker, or the types of companies that came to us for the highest and best value, we purposely sought out these kinds of developments that would complement the Arts Center. But how much? You know, I think this is the highest and best use regardless. So I don't know that it would materially affect the pricing, but certainly if you're going in and trying to get it financed, I don't know if they are, but anybody would also, you know, prefer not to have any restrictions, although the restrictions we have here, I think, they're more to the affirmative. The only negative is we're exclusionary is sexually oriented businesses. So I think,
I was going to use that as a positive. We can't put a sexually oriented business in here. Can't put a payday loan center in here. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that are essentially being excluded out. Because it allows for
it
bars, restaurants,
right.
Coffee. You mean we could have a...
It's a very broad definition.
We could have a coffee shop.
Oh, no.
We need more of those,
no.
Don't we, Council? might be too far away.
Anyway, it just seems to me that I would imagine then we wouldn't be impacting it too terribly much, yeah. Since if we're going to start throwing in payday loans and sexually oriented businesses, that would negatively impact the value of the land for the owner as well. Sir?
We discussed that with the buyer and fine-tuned these to where it did not affect the value to them. Our first round was too restrictive, and it did affect their ability to finance. We fine-tuned that with them, and what we have here now does not affect the value of the property or their ability to finance improvements.
Well, I'm less concerned about them and more about us, myself. But if then we're saying that the value of the land is, the amount of money we're going to get for the land isn't going to be at least significantly negatively impacted by these, then that's fine. Thank you.
Okay, let's keep 7F off the consent. All right, that's on page 10 then. Let's try page 11. Page 12. You have 8E is off the consent, but I don't have a note down there for why.
Public hearing.
Oh, public hearing precedes it? Okay. All right. All right, that's page 12. Page 13. What's the time frame on the 9A and 9B if we are examining the Glendale annexation model to be, if this council considered that as a true option, could these be postponed and have that come back through? I know it was, I'm uncomfortable approving these as they are on the agenda, but I probably, if we could change our procedures, I might take a serious look at them.
Mayor, council members, we have not discussed that with the applicants. I did make a call to Mr. Johnson. I explained to him that where we might be going with this. He's not opposed to annexation, but he is trying to build his house. But we haven't really discussed whether or not they would be continued and how that affects their timing. I believe. Okay.
Could staff maybe discuss that and see what the timing would be and let me know upstairs? All right. Okay, that's page 13. Rex?
You know, Terra Verde has been going almost for 2 years. Mr. Johnson trying to build his house. Somehow we think that the only reason people want to join the city is because of the water. A lot of people want to join the city. Our goal is to be a good enough city that people want to join us. There's lots of people starting to want to join the city out in that area because they want the police and the fire and they want the services we provide. So I think even if we give them water now, I don't think it precludes them from wanting to join or being able to join. Right now, we don't allow them, you're right, under our current laws or interpretations of them to join. I think that option could be presented to them midway in the construction. They can decide what they want to do and not do it. But one on 9A puts a lot of investment into a very challenged area, to say the least. And 9B allows somebody at least to get water when his neighbors have it. So I'd be in favor of them, but I understand your point. I would much rather have them annexed than not, but they're in catch 22 right now.
Chris?
Mayor, I think also, you know, one of the considerations for the council to weigh is that once we provide water service to any one of these entities, I agree it may not be the only incentive, but it probably is significant enough. And we've talked about the possibility of the expectation of annexation if we sell water at some future time, and that's somewhat problematic. And once we start providing water, it makes it more difficult for us to, you know, say, okay, we can't provide water more because you haven't chose to be annexed. On the issue of the streets, I think that risk is, while it's still uncomfortable, it's not the same degree of risk on the issue if we annex without the streets concurrent. I guess I look at that as saying which are the more difficult situations. I'd almost, you know, suggest that it'd be more favorable to the city to take on annexations without streets than it would be to contingent upon a water sale, I guess is what I'm trying to say. we could bring this item, you know, we're scheduled to try to bring it to a council committee, and I'm not, I don't remember the date of that council committee, Councilman Griswold, but it's probably some weeks away. We could accelerate this and just bring it to a full study session of the council, and that way may, you know, the delay in the process and deciding where you want to go. But at the end of the day, I think there is some opportunity, I think, after evaluating this, that we could exclude the streets. That's not our preferred option, but it, in some cases, it may be something we may have to compromise in order to allow for this to happen.
Okay. And I believe that that is, what was it, Queen Creek, or there have been other cities that have done that. They have then subsequently either passed bond elections or did something to go back in and then rebuild the infrastructure. All right. Vice Mayor.
My recollection was that there was a separate issue on 9A that had to do with a legal settlement.
Okay. Mayor, if I could add to that, I was going to bring that up. I think both parties are not against annexation, but in Terra Verde's place, from their perspective, I think it does hinge on an agreement we signed quite a while ago. Yeah. And I think we had some changes in the sale of utilities that precluded us from doing that in December and January and was delayed a few months. But this has gone back since, I think, 2001.
I just found the line. It says, in May 2002, a settlement agreement and general release was executed.
Exactly. This is more of trying to stay in line with the commitment to continue to give them the utilities that they have contiguous to that.
And Mayor, Vice Mayor, if I might add, there was a settlement agreement, and that settlement agreement, or the utility service agreement, has been challenged. We sent a letter to Mr. Welker September 8th of 2005, so over a year and a half ago, giving him our interpretation, saying that we did not believe that the city was obligated to provide water to this particular development as it was currently designed under the agreement. The company then filed a notice of claim in January of 2006. And actually, in 2005, we recommended that he come before the utility committee and ask for an exception. They chose not to come to the utility committee at that time, and instead they filed a notice of claim in January of 2006, challenging the interpretation. The notice of claim was denied in February of 2006. It's now more likely than not time barred because of the time that has passed. They finally did come to the utility committee, but because, to avoid any potential litigation, we are requesting that if the committee or the council chooses to provide water, that we include a provision asking them to waive any and all claims they may have.
Okay, I think we'll have a little discussion on this one upstairs before the vote. Both 9A and 9B are off the consent. And I think Councilmember Jones, you have a conflict on 9A, all right? Okay, then we have subdivision plots, and you have also a conflict on 10C, right? And items from citizens. Any questions on any of the agenda items? Right. Need to acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. So you have three. Have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. The reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Anyone want to do something in a couple minutes? All right, let's go on to scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Reminder that Thursday, April 19th, we'll have a study session at 7:30 a.m., which will be followed by an audit and finance committee meeting. And then on Monday, April 23rd, we have a public safety committee meeting that begins at 3:30. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any requests to speak?
None, Mayor.
Okay.
Then move for adjournment.
Right, so motion and second to adjourn the study session. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned.